One of Lauren Spears' friends who was with her the night of her disappearance is cooperating with police and even passed a polygraph test, according to his lawyer. Jason Rosenbaum released a statement yesterday that he did not want to comment any further about the investigation. The parents of the missing IU student have expressed concern that so few of Lauren's friends have come forward with any information about that night. A Fort Wayne teenager says he saw a wall of flames after a semi-trailer struck the Amtrak train he was on last week. Alex Graham is being called a hero for helping injured people out of the train that was headed for the West Coast. NTSB member Earl Wiener says the investigators hope to retrieve information about from a sensor on board the truck that was hit.
The tractor still remains embedded in the side of the rail car, and we're going to go ahead to remove that. The expectation is that we will find an electronic control module, engine control module, underneath the engine.
Six people died in that Nevada crash last week. The future is uncertain for a plastics packaging facility that had moved into a vacant Central Indiana factory with the prospect of hiring more than 300 workers. The Trienda facility opened in late 2008 in part of Marion's closed 1 million square foot Thompson Television Picture Tube Plant. Kentucky-based Spara is buying Trienda and says the company is not sure yet what will happen with the Marion plant. Bill Evans, professor in the Department of Economics at the University of Notre Dame, wanted to know if the spike in mortality that occurs on the first day of the month was attributed to people receiving their paychecks. Lakeshore's Sharon Jackson reports.
He conducted a study and came to some eye-opening conclusions about what happens around payday. More people die.
There's a big increase in accidents. People are just out driving about more when they get paid, and so there's natural that you're going to have more traffic accidents. There were a lot of heart diseases, and there were pretty high incidence of substance abuse as well, alcohol and drugs.
Evans says that what his group was really looking at was a pattern in the data that said mortality tends to decline right before the first of the month and then spike on the first, which Evans says is the most hazardous day of the month.
And people had speculated that this was related to paydays. But the problem was finding a group of people that were actually paid on a particular day and that we could track their mortality. So we just found a group of people who, in the data, we knew exactly when they were paid.
Among the people tracked were senior citizens on Social Security, military personnel, families receiving tax rebate checks in 2001, and recipients of Alaska's permanent fund dividends. Evans says researchers were able to identify the link with the results remaining consistent across all four groups. He said the mortality did increase after all four groups received their checks, and the sources of that mortality were consistent across the groups. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sharon Jackson.
An Indiana appeals court says trustees for the Idlejorg Museum breached their duties by delaying the transfer of $1.2 million to the founder's two sons. The ruling yesterday affirms a lower court's decision that Harrison Idlejorg II and Jack Idlejorg should have gotten the money back in October of 2004. WFYI weather, today is sunshine with highs near 81 degrees. Overnight, mostly clear and a low near 61. Tomorrow through Friday, expect more sunny skies with temperatures reaching into the lower 90s by Friday.